Former President Ronald Reagan would have turned 100 on Sunday. Reagan has long been a hero without equal among Republicans, but as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, he's also recently been adopted as a kind of patron saint by the country's leading Democrat.
President Obama has immersed himself in Reaganalia. He's written a USA Today op-ed praising Reagan for understanding the American people's hunger for change. He read Lou Cannon's biography of Reagan over Christmas break, and last week he gave a State of the Union address that many thought echoed the optimistic vision of the great communicator himself.
Clearly, the president has Ronald Reagan on his mind.
That's presidential historian Douglas Brinkley, who edited the Reagan Diaries.
There are some obvious comparisons on the way that Reagan came in as a kind of revolutionary president on the right and was a polarizing figure in 81 and 82, got defeated by Democrats in the midterm election, but came back to be a two-termer.
Brinkley was one of several historians President Obama invited to the White House to talk about past presidents in general and about Reagan in particular. But President Obama's interest in Reagan isn't new.
I think Ronald Reagan changed the trajectory of America in a way that, you know, Richard Nixon did not, and in a way that Bill Clinton did not.
That's candidate Obama in 2008 during the Democratic presidential primary. While Mr. Obama might seem like the polar opposite of Reagan ideologically, in the audio version of his 2006 book, The Audacity of Hope, he agreed with one of Reagan's basic arguments.
The conservative revolution that Reagan helped usher in gained traction because Reagan's central insight that the liberal welfare state had grown complacent and overly bureaucratic, with Democratic policymakers more obsessed with slicing the economic pie than with growing the pie, contained a good deal of truth.
And since the Democrats' defeat in the 2010 elections, President Obama has come up against another enduring aspect of Reagan's legacy, one he also acknowledged back in 2006.
He fundamentally changed the terms of the political debate. The middle-class tax revolt became a permanent fixture in national politics and placed a ceiling on how much government could expand.
Sometimes it seemed as if President Obama spent the last 2 years trying to ignore that observation, but now that he's dealing with divided government, he has a keener interest in how Reagan dealt with an opposition Congress, says former Reagan Chief of Staff Ken Duberstein, who's also consulted with the president about his former boss.
One of the things that I think has impressed President Obama is that Ronald Reagan fundamentally understood that to govern, you need to build consensus in America and not simply consensus in Washington.
And that means telling and retelling a clear story about where you want to take the country. The president started doing that in his State of the Union address, a speech White House aides described as upbeat, forward-looking, and self-consciously optimistic, the definition of Reagan-esque.
As contentious and frustrating and messy as our democracy can sometimes be, I know there isn't a person here who would trade places with any other nation on earth.
If that sounds a little like Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill, it's no accident. Ken Duberstein.
Ronald Reagan always believed that optimism is a force multiplier. President Obama needs to pick that up, not simply as a campaign tactic, but as more importantly as a governing strategy.
Duberstein says that will be even more important as the economy begins to pick up. But the economy is one area where the Reagan and Obama stories might diverge. Lou Cannon, Ronald Reagan's biographer, remembers that the unemployment rate in 1983 was high, not unlike what Mr. Obama faces today. But in the following 2 years, Cannon says, the economy didn't just improve, it came roaring back with growth rates of 7%.
The American people aren't fools. Reagan was able to run on morning in America because for millions of Americans, it was morning in America. Now, the most optimistic forecast I've heard for 2011 is 4%, and a lot of economists are way below that. So Obama needs probably more help there than he's going to get.
But maybe he'll get a little help from Reagan himself. Doug Brinkley says President Obama is wise to identify himself any way he can with the 40th president.
Reagan is in the water. It's in the air. He's in the DNA of America at the moment. He's beloved by the American people.
And that's something President Obama understands only too well as he explores the parallels between himself and Ronald Reagan, who suffered a shellacking in his first midterm election, was dismissed as an amiable dunce, and only became the great communicator after winning a second term. Says Obama Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, we hope our story ends largely the same way. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.